Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. It is day six of reset. This is Pastor Holly, greeting you as always. Grace and peace be unto you from God who loved us in Jesus Christ, who is always and alone our resurrected, our risen, and our reigning and returning Redeemer. On this Monday morning, I greet you all with the joy of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, as we welcome you all onto our prayer line today, giving thanks to God for the sixth day of reset. You all know that we're on a 40-day journey of fasting and praying, of consecrating ourselves, that we might turn down the volume of the noises around us, that we might discipline our flesh, that we might commit ourselves to searching and seeking for the voice, the face, and the will of God. A God who says to us, "You can find me when you search for me with your whole heart." That whenever we have struggles hearing from God or discerning God's will or feeling close to the Lord, it's always because we've allowed other things to get in the way. God never moves from us, but we have a tendency to stray from the Lord. It is the prophet Isaiah who said that all of us, like sheep, have wandered and gone astray. And over these 40 days, I've invited you to join in with me as we recommit ourselves to putting God as the utmost priority in our lives. It's my prayer that as you begin this day six, that you can look back on 5 days and be grateful for what the Lord has enabled you to do. Listen, my brothers and my sisters, the Bible says this is the prophecy of Zechariah. Cursed is the person who hates the day of small beginnings. That usually what starts small has a way of blossoming into things that you never could have anticipated in this moment. I know we've only got 5 days behind us, but don't belittle those 5 days. Don't wipe them under the carpet. Don't think that nothing has happened. Celebrate what God has already revealed to you, the strength you felt, the peace in your heart, the joy in your life, the discipline of staying off social media. All the things that you've moved through these past 5 days are God building you up. And so today, we pause and thank God for 5 days as we enter day six. I want to welcome each and every one of you on this prayer line this morning as we commit ourselves to going to the Lord together. Beloved, I was thinking the other day, if you had to list all the teachings of Jesus, which one was the most difficult? What would rise to the top of your list? You know, we've been preaching a series where a teacher of the law asked Jesus which one of the commandments from the Old Testament was the most important. But you think about the teachings of Jesus that add on and build from there, which one becomes the most difficult? Can I tell you what has to make the top five, the top three, maybe even the top two? And it ain't number two. Jesus' commandment to forgive. Look, can we be honest? Real quick, forgiveness is probably one of the most difficult things the Lord requires us to do. A book that I read that has always impacted me, that I've shared with the congregation, is called The Bait of Satan. And in it, the author argues the offense is one of the devil's greatest weapons to keep us from going in Christ. He argues that every day Satan puts it in someone's mind to leave an offense in you, to harm you, to betray you. It could be something as simple as driving down the highway and someone cutting you off and almost hitting your car. And all of a sudden, your day is thrown off. Your mind is angry. How quickly anger rises within us. And in those moments, learning to let go and forgive is exactly what it means to live out the love of Jesus Christ, to not be so easily offended. Paul reminds us of the danger of anger. He says, "Don't let that anger cause a root of bitterness, called a root of bitterness creep up within you, that we should be angry, but sin not, Because anger and sin go together. When you are angry, think about how quickly you justify seeking vengeance. Think about how quickly you justify letting someone have it the way they gave it to you. Think about how quickly we move to an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Then anger and sin go together. And so Jesus says this, I want you to learn to forgive. I want you to learn to release people from the debt they owe you. I've said this before in the sermon, as we get ready to go and pray, that offense is inevitable. Forgiveness is mandatory, but reconciliation must be discerned. Everything I forgive does not mean I've been called back into relationship with it. There's some people I can't be in relationship with because I can't trust you, but I can forgive you. Let me say that again. Even when I can't trust you, I can still forgive you. And God, this morning on day six, we come before you in thanksgiving for another day that you have made. Isaiah was right, Lord, that it is only of your mercies that we are now not consumed, that they are brand new every morning, that every morning we awaken, God, we are the recipients of your mercy, which means, Lord, that you have forgiven us of something that could have prevented us from seeing today. So, gracious Lord, Heavenly Father, God, right now, all of us on this prayer line simply say, thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your mercies, which are from everlasting to everlasting. Thank you, O gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, that your love is not failing and unceasing. Thank you, Lord, Heavenly Father God, that even when we have done wrong, knowingly and enjoyed it, you looked beyond our sins. Oh, Lord, during this journey of reset, our desire is to move from that place of repeated sin. Our desire is to move from that place of continuing to fall short of your will. We know, oh, Lord, we will never be perfect. But every day, gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, every day, Lord, you call us to make more progress. You've heard me say, beloved, that perfection is not the goal, but progress is. That every day I'm seeking to be closer to you, Lord. Every day, God, I'm asking you to reveal to me what I need to change in my life. Lord, work the change in us today. Work the change in us today that we might be grateful for the mercies that has forgiven us for yesterday. And Lord, we would take your mercy for granted. If we knowingly and willingly and voluntarily continue to live in the same manner of sin, hear the words of Paul, beloved, do not be conformed to that life. Don't live like that. And today, O Lord, as you offer us forgiveness, I pray that you would convict us of who we need to forgive, of who hurt us, of who injured us, who disrespected us, who was offensive to us, who betrayed us. Someone hurt us, who hurt us, O Lord. Gracious Lord, and Father God, and as you remind us that forgiveness is not dependent upon their apology, that the commandment to forgive comes from you, O Lord, Savior, our Savior in Jesus the Christ, who never said, if they ask for no forgiveness given to them, he says we should freely grant it. Today, gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, I pray that you deliver someone from the bitterness of that past offense. That you give us strength to live out a forgiving heart and forgiving spirit, Lord, that we would not seek vengeance, that we would pray for them. And oh, Lord and Heavenly Father God, that we would trust that you are still in control of all things. That's how you forgive. You release the debt and you learn to pray for them. Who left a bitter and offensive spirit against you? Lord, today we learn to forgive. I pray, Lord, that you'd help us fight the spirit of vengeance, the one that we see so often in our land, so filled with hatred, the one our president embodies on a daily basis, seeking vengeance to have a woman pray over him. And he'll seek vengeance against her because he didn't like the prayer. What kind of evil spirit doesn't appreciate someone praying over you and asking you just to be merciful to people? Gracious Lord and Heavenly Father God, please help us. Help us to fight that. Help us, Holy Father God. Don't let that be, Lord. Don't let that be the culture that we perpetrate through our own lives, Lord. But teach us, Lord, Heavenly Father God, to model something different to our children. to model something different to our neighbors, to model something different to our co-workers, that I'm not going to let Satan make me evil and bitter and vengeful. But today I walk in the mercies of God and freely offer that grace and mercy to someone else. Oh, Lord, I thank you for all that you've done in forgiving us. And we come now, Lord, asking that you give us the strength to learn to forgive others. It is day six. And Lord, we are seeking you by letting go of the things of our past, by letting go of some of the hurt, learning to forgive people even when we can't trust them. Because God, I believe that if you kept me through it, it's because you've got more from me. If you allowed me to live through that offense, if you allowed me to endure that, if you allowed me to grow in spite of it, that's what I see when I look at Joseph in the book of Genesis. That when his brothers came before him and he offers forgiveness, it's because God has been so good to him that he can't help himself but let go of what they did. Because in spite of what they did, look at what God has done. That's where my forgiveness begins. In spite of what you said to me, look at what God has done for me. In spite of what you tried to do against me, look at how the Lord has kept me. In spite of the things you did to hurt me, look at how God has grown me and graced me. And when you think about how good God has been to you, how much easier it is to forgive someone else. Oh, gracious Lord and Heavenly Father God, I pray for a forgiving heart today as we move into this day six of our reset journey. Keep us close to the cross, oh, keep us close to the cross, oh Lord. May we hear your voice and may we feel the power of the Holy Spirit speaking to us and giving us the strength to obey. This is the prayer we lift up before you, and I ask it in the name of the one who forgives us of all of our sins, in the name of Jesus, who is our Christ, and the redeemed of the Lord who loved the Lord and awaits his return, said amen, amen, and amen. Beloved, thank you so much for joining me on this prayer call, this morning. It's my prayer that you go about this day with a spirit of forgiveness, that the devil will not be able to throw your day off with any unkind words or mean deeds, that you remember how good and gracious God has been to you. This is Pastor Hawley on day six of reset. I love you. Don't forget, we'll be in worship on Wednesday evening for prayer and praise with the pastor as we take our fasting to the next level. This is Pastor Hawley joining you on day six. May the peace and grace of God be with you. I love you all. We'll be back here tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. by the grace of God. Until then, have a blessed and beautiful day on purpose.